It is indeed the law, Mr. Dillon, and today's audio poo will be coming from the Daily Mail, of all places. This hasn't been pre-recorded, this hasn't been scripted, like these audio poos should be. That would be like sitting down for week after week, peer-reviewing a Tumblr entry. That's not how it works. I'm just going to go straight to the Daily Mail website, here we go, Mail Online, and pick a random thing. Okay. What should we pick? Let's do a search for gay. Let's see what comes up for gay. Gay. The Mail Online is... Oh, it's come up with... Oh, gay rights law halts Catholic adoptions. The adoption agency, headed by Britain's most senior Roman Catholic churchman, declared yesterday that gay rights laws have forced it to stop trying to find potential homes for children. No, that's not the case, and you know it. Hang on. The rights laws, the legislation to prevent discrimination, that we all know, I'm not going to bother to repeat them now, have forced it to stop trying to find potential homes for I'm sorry, what? No. It hasn't forced you to do that. It's simply said, you may, if a gay couple puts forward a request for adoption of a child, you will have to ignore the fact that they are of the same sex, no matter if they're two males or two females. You will have to completely ignore that and pass them through the same adoption process as they would normally have to go through if they were any other couple, which they are any other couple. Couple is defined as two things, two objects, two whatnots, nothing. The Catholic Children's Society, whose president is Vincent Nicholas, the Archbishop of Westminster, announced it would no longer assess individuals or couples as prospective, adoptive, or foster parents. So it's basically said, right, if we can't pick who we want these children to be adopted by, we're not going to do it anymore, fuck you. Right, okay? With the demands of the sexual orientation regulations, Labour's gay rights laws have compelled that compel adoption agencies to assess same-sex couples as prospective parents, as well as heterosexuals. I'm sorry, but my lips are going all weird and I can't pronounce long words today. I'm a bit tired. I've been up since 9:30. Former Tory Minister Anne Widdecombe, what a cunt she is, last night said the sexual orientation regulations brought in under the 2006 Equality Act to ban discriminations against homosexuals in the provision of goods and services were ludicrous. She said, it's a sign of the Britain we are in if you do not subscribe to the prevailing orthodoxy. Again with the long words. Daily Mail, I don't think your readers can understand half these words if I can't. You may as well be living in the Soviet Union. Right, so you're comparing equality for all people to the Soviet Union and miserableness. The miserable... I'm all for, you know, socialism, but even I admit, even me, as a true watermelon, agree that the Soviet Union was pretty fucking miserable. Think Runcorn, but scaled up to the size of Russia and satellite states.